let's get it started. Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
In here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
In here.
And they keep running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running.
I say, don't you know? You say, you don't know. I say, take me out. I say, you don't show. Don't move, time is slow. I say, take me out.
In Beverly Hills,
Beverly Hills, rolling like a celebrity.
Gimme, gimme,
living in Beverly Hills.
And birds go flying at the speed of sound to show you how it all began. Birds came flying from the underground.
If you could read, then you'd understand.
Take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick a lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa!
We'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah!
For one taste of what we got.
Uh huh.
Go ahead and spend it all you got.
Come on!
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa! When the fam's in the crib, mom.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot. Come, Mr. DJ, song, find a replay.
Come, Mr. DJ, want to turn the music up?
All the gals on the dance floor wanting some more work.
Come, Mr. DJ, want to turn the music up?
Hey, mister, please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. Turn the music up. She take my money,
she take my money,
when I'm in need,
when I'm in need.
Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed,
friend indeed.
Oh, she's a gold digger, way over town,
way over town.
It digs on me.
Hey!
Now I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Now I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. But I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
It's the 10 Dozen Minutes with Chicken Skullhead Show. We got 10 Dozen Minutes of Oktoberfest here with Chick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Chick is on the mic.
I am on the mic. Oktoberfest was over a long time ago, man.
As far as I'm concerned, Oktoberfest lasts all of October. Because every day when I wake up and it's October, I have a little fest.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you drink some beer every morning when you wake up?
Of course.
Okay, Riff is kicking me, ow, on air to help benefit breast cancer research.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, but I don't think that those free mammograms you go around offering people are helping to benefit breast cancer research either, Jake.
Well.
It doesn't count if you do it with your hands.
What if I, like, take two giant pieces of glass and squeeze women's breasts between them using my hands?
Yeah, and that's just really creepy.
Take x-rays of them using my hands. let's see. Someone else says, angry cow stuffed toy. It's supposed to be enraged.
It's hard for a stuffed cow to get as angry as an actual cow. It's just too cute.
Mm. Okay.
You can't kick any holes in our logic, kid.
Riff can kick a hole in my ass.
Mm. Can he stomp your ass into a mud hole, though?
I don't know.
I never really understood that phrase. Is it, I'm going to, like, throw you into a mud hole and in that mud hole stomp your ass, or...
I'm going to stomp your ass until it becomes a mud hole?
Right.
I don't know.
Because I always thought it was what you just said, but that makes less sense the more I think about it.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. That's... I mean, although tear you a new asshole is also kind of gross.
That's very true.
I'm going to tear you a new asshole and then stump that asshole into a mud hole.
Wow.
Wiping the floor with you.
And then I'm going to wipe the floor with you to clean up the mud hole that was your second ass.
Yeah, and then I'm going to wail on it. I think we've had this discussion before, but how do you spell that? If you wail on somebody, is it like, you know, a wail like a banshee? Is it wail like a big cetacean?
It's definitely not W-A-I-L.
What about W-A-L-E, like a gun whale?
I don't know.
Or W-H-A-L-E with a gun, like a whale with a gun. Truly one of nature's most ferocious predators.
Yep.
The whale with a gun.
Second only to a shark riding on an elephant's back.
Just trampling and eating everything that they see. Yeah.
It says, dictionary.com says it's spelled like the cetacean.
Huh.
So if a whale wailed on you, you could press charges and have it get a cetacean citation.
Oh. Let's see. Walla Walla 2-3 says, now that we have awesome new clan furniture, are custom clan crests in the making? Someday. We're trying to figure out a way to do it without giving people the opportunity to screw each other.
Which is something that we want to keep on the back burner for additional chat channels.
Yeah, yeah. And equipment slots.
Mm-hmm.
someone else says, now we have a rumpus room. Can we have a wumpus room? A place where we do nothing but spend all of our adventures trying to catch the wumpus?
I think your clan can have a wumpus womb. It
right.
It depends on what speech impediments your clan leader has.
Indeed. A wumpus womb would be weird. It would have bats flying around in it. Mm. Trying to drop you through a cervix.
Jeez, now I'm just thinking of Hunter S. Thompson as a fetus going, we can't stop here, it's bat country. Okay, the cat is perched on top of my computer and is licking me in the knee. And fuck off, that tickles.
Zangetsu.
And he thought it was a cat, but it was really this crazy guy who just did stuff like that.
Putineska says... could you make a new column for number of days / turns taken to free the king for NS13? Also make the day count start once you ascend, i.e. don't count time spent in the afterlife. No. That one is not going to happen. Time spent in the afterlife is always going to count towards your day count because of the way that it's calculated right now. But we chose to do it that way so that you can't... If you want to just do, you know, subsequent two-day ascensions, you can't wait for stat days. You don't get to have the fastest ascension, you know, because it... twice in a row, because it doesn't... that was a terrible sentence. But anyway, it's like that on purpose. So you're going to have to sacrifice subsequent speed runs if you want to wait for stat days. Also says, that song Waltzing Matilda is not the Australian national anthem, it's just an old song. The anthem was God Save the Queen from the old country until about 72, when they replaced it with an old patriotic song called Advance Australia Fair. Waltzing Matilda was considered. I was just wrong about that.
I thought the Australian national anthem was We Come From a Land Down Under.
Where women blow and men chunder.
Well, I think women flow.
What?
It... Not that that song ever made any sense.
Where women blow and then chunder?
I would hope. Women glow and men plunder. Yeah, women glow and men chunder.
Women glow.
Where beer does flow and men chunder.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I just thought they were complaining about the women in Australia. Man, these women blow. Let's see. The right wingers tried to bring back God Save the Queen, but goddamn the right wing. And the West Wing. That show sucks. All the women in it blow.
And Wings.
What? Wings was good.
That's kind of funny. Like, I enjoyed watching it, and I just made that joke not expecting an outpouring of support for Wings.
Oh, come on, Wings is cool. From the theme song to the delightful oafishness of Thomas Hayden Church. Oh, Tony Shalhoub, yeah.
And the indomitable Stephen Weber.
Tried to dominate him once, and it just didn't work.
No. He did invent that grill, too. Actually, if I were Stephen Weber, I would get a platinum grill and just be all, check out my Weber grill, y'all. And
Did you ever know Doug Weber?
No.
Whenever I think of Weber grills, I just think about grills that are kind of creepy and sort of predating young girls. But that's just because Doug Weber was kind of sleazy. He was a smart guy and a good artist, but kind of sleazy. Naked Jew says, hey, did you hear about the incestuous late bloomer? Eventually he came into his own. Hogula says, okay, if not a stuffed big rock, then how about a stuffed pet rock? Just as useful as the real thing.
You can pretend your current pet rock is a stuffed pet rock.
It's true.
We won't stop you.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, I got a friend that I tried to get to play KOL. The next day he was saying that it was a crap game which seemed extremely easy to code. Tell us how hard it was to code. Well, have him write his own game and tell you how hard it was to code. Kali says, when you make a Vesper, there is a link on top of the page to drink it. When you make a Cherry Bomb, there is not. That link is probably coming from some Grease Monkey script, so it's not anything that's ours. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be spider hats? I have a toy spider that I sometimes wear as a hat with the legs going down the side of my head and thought this would be a good KOL item.
I'm glad you don't have a pet spider that you sometimes wear as a hat.
How big do spiders get?
Well, there are those weird scorpion or camel spiders that do get big, though not as big as the...
Did you just get scorpion legend and camel mixed up?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Huh.
I was going to say camel scorpion, I think, but what I meant to say was scorpion spider.
Oh, I see. So, are you always on the lookout for scorpion toes when you go to the beach?
Hell yes. Camel Man is my favorite superhero.
What? Is there a superhero named Scorpion Man?
Yep.
That The Rock movie, The Camel King?
What sucks is when I try to light a scorpion and inhale from the tail.
Yep. That does suck. Hey, guys, typing in /Del Taco should do the same as bleeding people, a la Homestar Runner guys. Eh. Then we'd have to make every single one of those synonyms. And also, we seriously need some more cheese-related things that anti-cheese will work for. I mean, you're welcome to suggest things. Like, you know, there aren't that many kinds of cheese that it makes sense that it would turn into something when you remove the word cheese.
Yeah, I guess cream. There could be an option to whip it.
Whip it good?
Yeah, but before it stays out too long.
I'm tired. Hydro Thunder 1 says, hey guys, ever considered adding a custom item form in Mr. Store for an obscene amount of Mr. Accessories, like 100 or so? I don't know.
That's kind of a moderately sleazy amount. Yeah, that's not a truly obscene amount. That would make it so that other people could put content in the game that we would be forced to let them.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot harder to argue with people that their idea is bad or offensive or whatever if they've just given us $1,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really. Lender says, are the favorite familiar things in Ascension runs implemented? I can't see them. You can't see them, but they are being tracked. I'm just waiting until there are some more. Let me count them right now.
Shit. Max Van says, can you make the special prize for this year's Stinky Pizza tradable? No, but that does remind me that we have one coming up in a week.
Yeah, when is that, actually?
25th.
It's on Wednesday. Great.
Oh, that's like 2 days from now. I'm also in the wrong week. Yeah. I think somebody kicked me into next week. Last week. So I'm kind of confused.
So we got a good number of, I'm actually surprised at the amount of data that there is here. Let's see. I'm gonna see if there's actually enough. Nothing as exciting as... Let's see, there are 322,000 Ascensions with the favorite familiar of no familiar. Hmm. There are some giant gaps. There are lots and lots of familiars for which there are absolutely no favorite Ascensions. 18, I'm assuming, is like a Cheshire Bitten. Familiar number 18. Huh. There's some, though. There are, like, 900 Ascensions that actually have that data. I don't know. I'm going to wait another couple of weeks, probably, before I roll out the actual display of it. Walla Walla 23 says, I'm in 10th grade, and I love all the proofs I've done in high school. I know this sounds really lame, but they're kind of fun. I never got to do any. It says, your clan rumpus room has caused so much argument that there was a mutiny and the clan leader was burned at the stake. Now we're facing civil war, but seriously, I like the new clan stuff. Thanks for putting some new choices in the clans.
No problem.
I finally saw Clerks, and I feel like I should pull out a cancer-ridden lung and tell you to stop smoking. I did stop smoking.
I'll never stop smoking. I'll smoke when I'm dead.
O'Grady says, within S13, will there be blood? Only if you, turn on the cheat code for extra blood.
Yeah. That's right next to the more profanity filter.
Mm-hmm. Can you make it, he also says, so somebody can only put, like, say, 50 different types of items in the store so we don't have their entire inventory dumps that you have to scroll down? Also, pages would load faster. Frank you, Jake. Jake you, Frank. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like that idea, but people would just get angry.
Yeah.
It's kind of arbitrary. I could, we could make it so you had to buy bigger and bigger stores. Like the 50,000 meat store, you could only sell one type of item. Anyway, Max Vance, no, the thing will not be tradable.
No. We totally know what it is, though.
It's true.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. O'Grady says, same here. I've never studied for anything ever or taken notes, but I'm in all AP classes. I got a 5 on my AP test after staying up 2-3. Am I listening to Chad and old radio episodes? What? Listening, not am I.
Yeah, staying up
2-3 colon AM. Okay, listening to Chad and old. Weird. Alrighty. Thanks, O'Grady.
I take it, O'Grady, you were not in AP English.
Oh, burn.
Somebody called it typing ward.
Somebody called the zing ward.
Somebody called the Burt ward.
Somebody called the artifact ward. Mm-hmm. Tag says, say something about NS13 that will induce a psychosomatic response in some of our listeners with weaker hearts.
And S13 will not be able to get around how you get around.
Arago says, for the pixel familiar that everybody occasionally gripes about the lack of, why don't you implement a witchy Miss Pac-Man that goes wicka, wicka, wicka?
That's kind of clever.
Yeah. And he also says, where did you hit the wall on Guitar Hero? I just scraped by Bark at the Moon on Expert after kind of cavorting through everything else. I got completely stuck on Crossroads on Expert. I can make it, like, 82 or 84% of the way through, and then I'm just screwed.
I got up to just the hard level and did the first tier of songs fine. And then there are two on the second level of songs on the hard level that I just can't get through. I can't do Take Me Out at all, which I hated that song anyway, but then it just seems to, at the beginning, you just kind of randomly press buttons that have nothing to do with the sound.
What?
It's kind of the same as the Incubus song that's later on. It's just the beginning of it is just, I'm hitting random keys, and they don't really correspond to anything going on in the song.
That isn't true at all. They all correspond.
I mean, once you hit the main riff of the song that they play, you know, for 400 or 500 times during the course of that song, it's fine, but the beginning of it is just completely impossible.
I don't know why you think that song is so repetitive, Mr. Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah, at least when the Sisters of Mercy say the same lyrics over and over, they change the music.
They do not.
The entirety of that song, that as many times as I've heard it, is I say you don't know, you say don't you know, I say take me out, times 350,000.
I don't think that's the way it works at all. You don't know. Glebe says, are you going to put oyster eggs in Spooky Raven Manor? Shit.
By which you mean, sure.
Yes. Ebang says, I think there should be an option for clan leaders to clean out their stash, as I doubt any of us will use half this crap, and I know many clans share such a plight. Well, I mean, you can always just take the items out and auto-sell them.
Would it be possible to just be able to select stuff and have it auto-sell into the coffer? Is that a bad idea?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it would involve writing another interface to do something that they could just do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I just don't put all the stuff in there if you don't want clutter in there. Lem says, you should totally sell the WWTNSD bracelet in the KOL store. I don't like those things.
Yeah. I think that those rubber bracelets are something that even an item, a real-life item making fun of them, would still have the stench of them.
Yeah. On it. Walla Walla 23 says, who the hell is Write Make Bets? Does he write poetries? Yes, he does. And he his goal is to make other Artie's dreams come true. Putneska says, the consumption record should start to just show ... for herb brownies after you eat 100 of them because of the amount of confusion involved. You can still get a ballpark from where they are in the list. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will the 668 scrolls ever give us other things than they give us now? For example, luck, health, and tacos?
I don't know. There's another item that I wanted to put in that's similar to the 668 scroll that does some different things.
Pussy Willows says, I think Riff should be on more of the shows because he has a big penis and he's cool. Riff, anything you want to talk to us about? Pussy Willows' character? Anyway, Pussy Willows also says, hey, I noticed if Ooh put on lower level cloths and Ur max HP / MP is lowered, then put higher cloths on Ur HP / MP is lowered, can Ooh fix this? And what does the R next to your level in your clan stand for? That means that the people are in Ronin, and that's just the way that it's going to work with the equipment, because it's... you know, you couldn't hold that much certain equipment lets you hold more blood, you know, and if you take it off, it's not like that blood just it goes into a bucket that you can then pour back into your veins after you put a bigger shirt on.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will we ever see the Paths Hippie, in which you can't eat anything that once lived, and Snob, in which you can only drink high-class drinks? No, probably not. Probably no more Paths that are like that.
Yeah. It's really hard to say with the things that once lived, too, because nobody knows what knob sausages are made out of.
That's true.
It could be meat, and it might not be.
I saw the new Strong Bad email with Marzipan teaching a class, and written on the chalkboard is, soy is also murder. Happy. Enemy Lasagna says, a while ago you were talking about a pea shooter that would make irate Elvises. Will it also make Ein Fresh air fresheners, hat turquoise beads, and Ron legs? Ron legs would be kind of funny. Do, do, do. Max Vance says, how come Moxie classes can't get drinks from their guild's bar, the one that's behind the bar? Because it's very exclusive. So exclusive that only non-player characters can drink there.
There's got to be a barbiturate joke in there somewhere, but I just can't find it.
Let's see. Evang says, no, seriously, though, if you do make Mr. Exploiter tacos, I will go buy enough Mr. A's to have enough meat to buy a Mr. Exploiter. That's your cue to raise the price of Mr. Exploiters. Tee-hee-hee. Someone else says, the Koopa Troopa should drop a pixelated Koopa shell, which could act as a combat item, or put it in your terrarium for a Turtle Tamer-specific familiar. I don't really want the enemies in there to have drops other than the pixels. I guess the shield could have been a turtle shell.
I like that whole outfit being kind of Link-specific. I mean, not Link, the trademark Nintendo character, but generic pixelated 8-bit Avenger-type guy.
Right. Evang says, so I get it now. The Kingdom Sun comes out during rollover. You just don't want us to see light and therefore see vivid colors in your crappy game. Curses and drats. Curses and drats, indeed. Anza no Kuya says, I noticed that while trick-or-treating, one can run into Linnell, as in John Linnell of They Might Be Giants, the booze giant. Exactly what are you trying to imply?
That John Linnell might be an alcoholic. Very clearly.
Furtawoon says, isn't this supposed to hide all the 999999999 items in the shops? I can see them all. They shouldn't come up in the search result. They will come up in the store. Enter the Wumpus says, a while back you were talking about some webcomic that had the whole one weakness joke in it. What comic was that? Super Mega. SuperMegaComics.com. Fred Levi says, I tried to get to the gallery. There's a lot of work involved. If you have to do that much stuff and be that strong to get there, there's nothing wrong with the Clover Adventure. Okay. Impulse Drive says, the animal bones are sheer freaking genius. How to keep KOLers amused for hours. When we get tired of trying to assemble them, we can laugh at the others' attempts. Thank you so much. Well, thank Riff, because that was all him.
Totally.
Gorblack says, hey, why not put Series 2 of Tiny Plastics you've been planning forever in the Mr. Claw? They were supposed to be, actually, but then I decided that I didn't want to take all the time to do that, because it would have delayed the rollout of the actual furniture.
It's one of these days.
Yeah.
What's the year anniversary of the Lucky Surprise egg going in?
No idea.
Somebody will tell us.
I mean, it'd be more than a year at this point, I think. But Vorthok says, I'd really like to be able to see what the moon phases look like on the login page, if that's possible. I don't know that it really belongs there. Fred Levi says, about 4chan, it's an image board that's given birth to many memes with its randomness. They really like KOL. They even made a clan. In fact, the O'Reilly owl came from 4chan. Wow. It's great that those have a source, because maybe they can be stopped.
Right. It seems to be that it's safe to read threads on FARC again, because the O'Reilly thing has pretty much stopped.
I mean, in general, as the just posting an image instead of a actual post stopped.
Yeah.
That's good. Gorblack says, why does the Council of Loathing get my mail? Am I on the council? See Strange Leaflet Quest. Now, the kingdom just can't afford to build a post office. So the council also acts as the post office. Everything is general delivery.
Except for the letter you get from the tutorial.
Oh, right, yeah.
That one, so the tutorial processes some of the mail.
Yeah. That letter fell out of the sky, and he was higher up, so he caught it.
Yeah, all the letters in Kingdom of Loathing are delivered by invisible owls. Okay.
Fred Levi says, how does a skull in a box cook any faster than you do? Well, if you knew that, you'd be able to cook that fast yourself. It knows awesome tricks.
Have you seen the movie Cocktail?
Gorblack says, please fix teleportitis. It would be a simple, easy Tuesday. Yeah, the thing is, it's not really that simple. It would actually take a long time. And it would be a lot of work that I had to do to get teleportitis to work correctly. Just because of the way that there are so many different ways for zones to open up that it's not at all... Like, basically, I'd have to look at every single zone and then sort of duplicate the code for whether or not you have access to that zone. And I keep saying that I'm going to like, just make it a function, like, that takes a takes an idea of a zone and returns whether or not you can get to that zone. But it's not that simple, because sometimes what that function would have to do would be, like, no, you can't adventure in that zone, but it should redirect you to this one, like, for when you're in disguise or whatever. And there would be, I can't make all of those fail, because it would just create a lot of weirdness in a lot of different places, because you would click on something, and rather than the game just knowing where it was supposed to redirect you to, it would, you know, just try and adventure you in the place that you actually clicked on, which you couldn't actually adventure in. So it's a larger change in scope than it seems like, and that's why it hasn't gotten done. But, you know, someday. I think that I basically had to... What I ended up with was I have to write a function that returns, like, an array, which either returns a failure and a reason for failure, or it returns a redirection, which then it would have to make sure that you're actually eligible for the one that it's redirecting you to, so it's kind of a nightmare. The 7H13F says, with regards to tick-based games, I think a good one is www.gothador.com. It's pseudo-RPG-ish and kind of neat.
I checked out the front page of that, and it kind of makes me not want to check it out.
Oh, yeah? I think I'm going to name my firstborn son Gothador.
Not Zod. Although Zod is more of a middle name.
It's true. Zod. Yeah. Gothador.com. Hey, did you notice there, Mr. Skullhead, that... you probably didn't. Did you notice that links work in Radio Bugbear messages now?
Yes, that is excellent.
Putineska says, why did you change the choice adventures to updated daily? Do you hate Iocane Powder? No, wait. He says, why did you change the choice adventure so that other pages can't be loaded? This is really very annoying. Some choice adventures require notes to be taken, and I can't get to my notes to see what I wrote. Please make it possible to read your notes and check inventory before making a choice in the choice adventures. No. No. Yeah, you need to be prepared for them. I mean, the point of that was, like, there were these things that were supposed to be, like, you know, things that you had to do. Like, the choice adventure in the billiards room, for instance. You know, I don't want you to just get the one, like, one instance of the item you need and be guaranteed to be able to solve the puzzle with that. I want there to be some element of risk associated with using it, you know? So, I'm just not... I could see, however, you can write notes from chat. And I could see maybe writing a function in chat that would show you the last, you know, 100 characters of your quest notes or whatever in the chat, because that'd be fun. Pachinkoid says, I just set my clan website to something unsuitable because I could, and now I can't set it back to a null string. Any chance of this getting fixed? Clan website.
You can link to a clan website in your clan profile now. Apparently.
Yep, is that... Huh. I didn't even realize that any of that got pushed out live.
Huh. Yeah, people were talking about it in my clan. I didn't really understand.
Huh. Weird. I have no idea what that even is. You can set it to a space.
A new trivial update has been posted. Clan leaders can now set a clan website using the clan administration link.
Oh. Okay, neat. I will... we should report that to Xenophobe and make it so it can be set to empty. Eek, there is a lure in my dupe says, why does goat milk do sleaze damage when the dairy goat attacks you? In other words, why does the dairy goat do sleaze damage? Does it, like, lactate on you?
Yeah, because shooting milk at somebody is a pretty sleazy thing to do.
It is. It is. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, idea for a new Grimoire item, tiny plastic spoon.
Okay.
Hey guys, will there ever be the effect nausea, which dramatically lowers your stats, but sometimes during battle you throw up, which does a lot of hot and stench damage to your opponent? No. Nope, nope, nope. There will be maybe subtle implications of vomiting, but no actual vomiting. Hey guys, will there ever be any more basic noodle dishes? Maybe. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, if a KOL holiday landed on its counterpart real world holiday, Porktober 8th on October 31, would it be a normal holiday or a supersized one? It depends.
Yeah, we tend to try to do something special when that happens. But we're not going to say we're going to. We're not going to say we won't.
001 says, did you guys ever beat Super Mario World to its completion? If that wasn't hard enough, some guy actually made a complete conversion of it. That's 120 levels of extra goodness. I guess I understand what that actually means, a complete conversion of it. But yes, I got 100% completion on Super Mario World when I had a Super Nintendo, and then when I borrowed the Game Boy Advance port of it from Mr. Skullhead, I also got 100% completion on it. And I did it in both cases, and I'm amazed with my patience this time. I did it in both cases without looking at any spoilers. Mm. I mean, I guess it shouldn't be as amazing that I remembered how to do it, but... Yeah.
Yeah, I think I managed to play it to completion when I was a kid.
And it's not all that tough, actually. Like, there are a few, like, vaguely tricky things that you have to do to get to some of the hidden stuff. And the Star Road levels are sort of harder than anything else, but, you know. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be any Saw references?
I haven't seen Saw.
Yeah.
It's not my type of horror.
Hey, Muggsy. What's the dyslexic kid's favorite piece of playground equipment? The Saw, see?
No.
That's my favorite joke. It's not really. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be any more equipment that increases adventures over rollover put into the game? Yeah, probably.
I think Enemy Lasagna needs to go on a little bit of a hiatus for a bit. Enemy Lasagna, we love you and we love your questions, but you don't have to start them all with, hey guys. It's alright.
Walla Walla 23 says, kicking her square in its the most sensitive area. Please fix this.
I'm going to need some more information to fix that. Walla Walla, drop me a K-mail, tell me what... that's me, Mr. Skullhead. Tell me what monster you were fighting and with what weapon. I've been fixing a lot of those weapon messages, and most of them are just the using the wrong variable or accidentally putting in the actual word instead of a variable. So putting in his instead of the variable for a possessive. I'm fixing them.
Tag says, can Teleportitis take you into Spooky Raven Manor? No.
Gore Black says, are you planning on adding a little variety to the KWE card descriptions? Because right now it's kind of boring. No, but there's a ton of variety in the actual cards themselves, so if you use them, then you'll see them.
I mean, we could surely come up with 16 jokes about trading cards, couldn't we?
Perhaps. I was a little surprised at the quiet switch when those trading cards came out to the stick figure art in the game and then having the actual picture.
Yeah, I was curious as to whether anybody was even going to notice. I feel like it kind of makes more sense this way. I mean, because I wanted to get that stick figure art in there, and I kind of like it better. I just feel like it fits a little better, you know?
Just because there was such an uproar about it, I didn't want to see that happen, but... you know, they serve exactly the same purpose and are equally as cool. So.
And I mean, I told Sin that I was going to do it a long time ago. I just kind of never got around to it. I mean, and you know, it was an uproar that I kind of agreed with, I guess. Yeah. I know. Fred Levi says, if you make the clan gym stronger, are you going to make the sign-specific gyms better? No. C-Wraith says, how about having chat convert Unicode to UTF instead of rejecting it? And, of course, setting chat to decode UTF into Unicode for display. I don't even know what any of those things mean. I know that chat rejects high ASCII because of some problems, but I don't actually know. Xenophobe might have made some changes to it. Bunya Bandler says, I know you fixed the multi-use function so that you didn't really low-end, that you didn't get really low-end results. Did you do that for healing skills as well? I don't remember. Let me check. Logging in. I'm going to take a look at skills.php. It actually doesn't look like it. Oh, no, it does. Yeah, I did, in fact, use that same code to actually... repeatedly roll the dice instead of rolling the dice with a larger range. So yes, Bunya Bandler. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. The gun run says, what would you do if you found out you forgot to pick up your 7-year-old daughter from soccer practice 9 hours ago? I would kind of freak out because I have a 7-year-old daughter.
I would kind of freak out because you had a 7-year-old daughter, too.
Gorblack says, who would win in a fight between the Possibility Giant and the Snow Queen?
Let me take a minute to ponder that.
Punjo says, Dear Jake and Mr. Skullhead, if you wrote your autobiographies, what would they say? Would anyone buy them? How much would they cost? My autobiography would start out, Benjamin Franklin was born in Philadelphia in 1422.
My autobiography would start out, the Model T Ford was created in the year 1908 by Henry Ford, because it would just be a biography of that car. Or maybe it would start out, Kit was created to make Michael Knight
a sandwich.
Yep.
Barry says, glad to hear you guys like the Amelie soundtrack. Jan Tiersen is an amazing musician. I like him. Yeah.
That's what all that stuff was in my Sam Q.
Sam Q. What in the Sam Q are you doing?
Sam Q Public.
No, wait, that'd be Al Q Public. God, Ziggy says, Sam's the other guy.
Yep.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be anything new added to the Desert Beach? Will there ever be a swamp in the game? Will there ever be clan quests? Clan quests, oh, ooh, maybe. Grey Cat says, will the Hermit have unlimited clovers on St. Sneaky Pete's Day? No, we'll figure out some way of making that happen.
Yeah.
A Minor Annoyance says, I'm not sure I get the music us kids are listening to these days and their colloquialism, so maybe you can educate me. Where on the female body would you find a girl's London Bridge? On a similar topic, how can you tell if a girl is or ain't a hollaback girl, and what ramifications would you face with each characterization of the individual in question?
I'm still not sure about the London Bridge thing, but I think with a girl who you are not sure may or may not be a hollaback girl, just take her 3 times around the track and see if it's going to happen like that, and then if it does happen like that, then she is a hollaback girl, I think. Yeah, and then definitely that shit is B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I have no idea what the whole London Bridge thing is.
Maybe Urban Dictionary knows.
I mean, there's the song from the skanky chick from the Black Eyed Peas came up with a song that's even more delicate and finely wrought than my humps.
Really?
Just every time you come around, my London Bridge starts falling down, I guess. It could be, a dental bridge is something that replaces missing teeth, and people generally make fun of British people for having bad teeth, so maybe a London Bridge is just kind of a very poorly made prosthetic for missing teeth.
A Urban Dictionary says, a meaningless, vaguely sexual term used by Fergie in her single of the same name, invented simply to stir up discussion about an otherwise forgettable and derivative song. That one's got 500 upvotes. Also, London Bridge was downed by fire. When someone makes your London Bridge fall down, they are making you very hot sexual.
I see.
Also, when two girls are being done doggy style, facing each other and making out, while two lucky men high-five over them.
Wow.
Was London Bridge like a suspension bridge? Another definition says, London Bridge refers to a woman's panties. When a guy makes a woman's London Bridge fall down, he is making her panties drop to the floor so that they can have sex. With what?
How do panties have sex? I did see a clip from that video in which he was wearing panties with a Union Jack on them. I can't say the word panties anymore. I'm sorry. It's just a little too much. Wow, so I'm looking at the lyrics for the London Bridge song, and I'm losing brain cells.
Really?
Grey Goose, got your girl feeling loose. Now I'm wishing that I didn't wear these shoes. It's like every time I get up on the do, paparazzi put my business in the news. And I'm like, get up out my face, oh shit. For I turn around and spray your ass with mace, oh shit. My lips make you want to have a taste, oh shit. You got that? I got the bass.
Shit.
Oh shit indeed.
Grok the Mad says, the bukkake-faced image of the pie-in-the-face icon is startlingly realistic. Who was your model for this image?
Charlie Brown.
Wow. Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. We're taking Lucy to Bukake Town. which is, of course, Nagasaki. Oatgan says, will there ever be a Jeff Goldblum familiar a la The Fly? It could drop rotten body parts and throw them at the enemy during combat as weight goes up. I saw this website once that was encouraging you to print out posters of these pictures of... It's like a picture of Jeff Goldblum's face, and it says Jeff Goldblum is watching you poop.
Yeah,
and you're
I
supposed
that.
To put them inside the inside door of a bathroom stall in a public bathroom. I kind of like that idea. Jeff Goldblum would just sort of give a stilted description of some scientific phenomenon and irritate your opponent. Did you ever see the Celebrity Jeopardy with David Duchovny as Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
It was Evang says, another thing about the World of Warcraft episode of South Park, I'm so sick of the World of Warcraft loving jocks in school quoting it. What is it with teenagers and their need to scream out random movie quotes? I think Napoleon Dynamite ruined the world.
Yeah, I think that's the case. Although, I have to admit, when I was a teenager up till now, I still feel the need to say random-ass movie quotes. Generally when they come up in conversation. But
yeah, when it's appropriate,
I think
know.
You're quoting Pulp Fiction or Clerks is a little bit more highbrow than quoting shit like Napoleon Dynamite.
I mean, I don't dislike Napoleon Dynamite as a movie.
I do.
Really?
It's a movie built around a character that I can't stand in more than a 30-second dose.
Huh. BioSpark says, why does the hippie store owner want me to pay with meat when they don't use it? Shouldn't I be able to barter with poetries or something? Well, here's how it works, actually. The hippie store only deals in beads, but there's a frat boy who set up a lucrative business outside the door of the hippie store selling beads for one meat each.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a completely silent transaction that you're not aware of, and he doesn't let you leave with any.
Mm-hmm.
Walla Walla 23 says, happy Mole Day, guys. I was quite disappointed you didn't do anything in-game to celebrate this completely legitimate holiday.
It's the celebration, seriously, of Avogadro's number. Well, I celebrated it by going everywhere with a mole. So I was Scarota Mole Day.
Cyan220 says a couple of things and then gives a numbered list of three things. So, first of all, Cyan220, a couple of things. A couple is two. Question number one. While playing a trivia game with friends the other night, I got a multiple choice question about who recorded the most famous home video of 1963. Thanks to KOL, I was able to successfully answer. Thanks, Mayor Zapruder.
See? Okay, so that wasn't a question, so that means there really are only two questions.
Yeah, but he says a couple of things.
Oh.
Two, thanks to Jick's endorsement, I have purchased and started taking / enjoying gummy vitamins every day. I love the flavor, and my fiancé loves that I'm no longer zinc deficient.
Wow.
What was the movie that had that... Was it the Kentucky Fried movie that had the school film about zinc? Like, all the things that would happen if there wasn't any zinc, and it's just this woman, like, sitting in her kitchen, and, like... everything just kind of falls apart because of the zinc that's protecting her from her kitchen being completely set on fire. And
huh.
I don't remember what
I
that was.
I vaguely remember that. It might be.
Three, finally, why is the irritating series of random encounters a group of Hershey Kisses? I would find being attacked by a group of tiny chocolates delicious, not annoying. No, those are actually the slimes from Dragon Warrior. Speaking of which, I will say again, you guys... all should buy and play Rocket Slime. Dragon Warrior Heroes Rocket Slime. Booyah.
Yeah, one of those days I'll get around to playing that.
I'm looking for questions. let's see. The Thing from Uranus says, perhaps to go with October 19th's new clan option, there could be a clan blacklist so clans could accept new members but deny people who have been, say, kicked out or other unwanteds. No. Yeah, just don't accept their applications. Yeah. Bunya Bandler says, what do you think of outfits with two weapons? It should probably be available as a seal clubber only, otherwise it would probably confuse new noobs. I don't think that that will happen.
Yeah.
Also says, I got extra credit for making a Radiohead reference in history today. Thanks for inspiring me.
Sweet.
I wonder how you get extra credit. Maybe your teacher is one of those young, hip teachers.
I got extra credit in a history class for bringing in James K. Polk.
Huh.
When we were on that part of the presidential history.
Minor Annoyance says, oh, about my last question. I forgot to ask if it matters if she says she ain't no Hollaback girl. Double negative, significant or not?
Maybe Gwen Stefani is trying to tell us that she is a Hollaback girl. That changes everything. Wow.
Strong Bad Ben EX says, drinking frog aid while wearing the furry suit should give a message. How exactly did Riff get his job? I understand it has to do with the Yeti naming, but why did he get a job just for naming two Yetis? No offense to Riff, though, because he's awesome.
There was a little more to it.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, part of it was because he has a big penis.
Cyan220 says, I was just listening to the Thursday show and heard about the trophies from Spooky Raven. If people have earned the trophies already, will they be retroactively awarded? Yeah, they will. Ferris Manus says, why do the dusty animal bones attract me so? Because they're magnetic.
Yes, you have animal bone magnetism.
Commie Bat says, now that monsters can crit hit regardless of stats, is it time to scrap the 30-round limit?
How do those two things follow?
Well, that combat theoretically can't last forever. Because you would have... Although, I think combat with a starfish could last forever if you kept healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Bullet Through Your Head says, hey, Jake, do you get groupies? I really don't understand them.
I get groupers. It's kind of annoying.
And flounders.
Fish following me around.
And both eyes on one side of their head.
Yep. Wucknose says, what is the radio for, anyway? As I understand it, the radio exists to give you shit.
Yeah. That's a good question. I have the same question about war.
I think I can answer that.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Say it again.
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. No, don't.
Emoska says, can Jick arrange my marriage for me? No.
You could probably perform a marriage for someone if you got ordained on that website.
Oh, I bet I could. Smokey D's says, I'm just curious. It says you can't equip more than one of the silver shrimp fork. However, you can. One as a weapon and one as an accessory. Was this done on purpose?
You can.
I don't think you can equip one of those as an accessory.
I hope not. It's a utensil. Can those be equipped as both accessories?
No.
Okay.
Hogula says, also, two other random ideas. Cubist bulls should drop bullseyes, which could either give an effect like the aforementioned accuracy-increasing things. Armax says, the cemetery would be a lot cooler if the monsters moved there as soon as you undefiled their corner, as opposed to now, where it remains low-level until you kill the boner Dagon. Huh.
So then the zone would be a mix of both for a while?
I don't feel like anybody would actually want that. I mean, I suppose it would let you... I could see how once it was all done, except for the Boner Dagon, that would happen, because people might want to level up fighting those specific things Ow. Man, my ear hurts. For the Boner Dagon. But I don't know. Turtle Hunter says, you should make a peanut butter jelly time banana familiar. It can annoy your opponents to death. I don't think... How do you mine for peanut butter jellyfish?
I don't know.
Sha says, ask Jick to make a superfly and to put in spliffs.
What is a spliff?
I think a spliff is like a...
Well, yeah, I know, a marijuana cigarette, but...
I thought it was a marijuana cigarette with tobacco in it. I thought spliffs specifically had tobacco in them.
I always thought it was just a sound effect, like one of the Batman ones, where you try to punch somebody and miss. Spliff. Yeah, Spaceman Spliff. I'm sure that in dorm rooms across the country there are posters like that.
Spliceman Spliff?
Yelp. Let's say we take a little break.
Okay.
because I'm doing the have to pee dance. So I'll be back in about 10 minutes, folks.
Disappear. I was made to fear. It was always there. And then one day it disappeared. get out of here. For years and years I wandered the earth, sick of my life, looking forward to death.
Thank you.
once, and I lied to Jake when I said that he had plenty of time to go to the bathroom before we came back, so I'll just have to go solo for the couple of minutes, or seconds probably, before he comes back. But, so let me find out where we are. Hogula says the plural of the 7-foot dwarven Maddox should be a 7-foot dwarven Maddox. Yeah, it probably should. Yeah, Riff recommends that we multiply the 7 by however many you have, so it would just be X feet of Dwarven Matic.
Yeah.
But I think that's a little far to go for that joke, I don't know.
Did you just say something about a little fart?
No, a little far to go for a joke.
A little fart, a go for a joke?
A little fart, a go for a joke. Panama! Yeah, Hagulus recommended that we pluralize the Dwarven Maddox to be Dwarven Maddox, which is kind of funny, but Riff suggested that it should just be X feet of Dwarven Maddox. it does specifically say the dwarves are 7 feet tall and not the Maddox in the description.
Lard Oof Wales, or Lardo of Wales, says, I want to know why Jick doesn't develop a means for negating fullness / drunkenness based on activities one goes through, just like life. Burn calories, you can consume more.
Well, you do, but you burn all of your calories during rollover.
Yeah.
When you're playing around in the sun.
Yep. Sewer Rat says, hey, can you guys tell listeners that Sewer Rats, Jesus, and Badger Pants are throwing a Halloween get-together at Sewer Rats' place to contact him or Jesus for details? So I think he's in Chicago.
Yes. I wonder if there's a forum thread about that. If you go to the community forums, there either is or probably will soon be. Yeah, there's a Chicago October 28th Halloween party thread. And you're welcome to check that out for more information. There's also a Halloween party at Cyania's house on October 28th, so if you're in the Phoenix area, you should come to that.
Mama Bob says, any word on the Feely packs? Yes, the word is backorder. We're waiting for the keys. Riff has been busy working on most of the other parts of the things. Also, I realized that we don't actually have the Mr. Accessories. We should probably remedy that, like, tomorrow. Ugh, God, I'm tired. Peppa Boy says, can you make it so, actually, that's my favorite character since Salt Boy. Can you make it so that when you have 3 accessories equipped, you can change an accessory without getting the message that you can only equip 3 accessories at a time? Yeah, in the account menu, there's an option to change it to be like that. C. Winters 3 says, will we ever see a red stapler in the game? No. We don't want that guy to burn our game down.
Yep. So I want to see the new movie that Mike Judge came out with, but... It was in theaters. It was in, like, theater for about a week, and then supposedly is coming out on DVD sometime.
What was it?
It's called Idiocracy. About a guy who gets cryogenically frozen in the present and wakes up 500 years in the future, where due to just advertising continually lowering the IQ and level of discourse, he's the smartest man on Earth. Hmm. Like, all the crops are dead because they've watered it with this electrolyte-based fluid that has the, like, all of the electrolyte-enhanced something that plants crave. So, like, they're watering the fields with Gatorade, and it kills all the plants, and there's a worldwide famine. And I don't know, it looked really clever, but once again, nobody knows what to do with Mike Judge movies. It's already on DVD? Christ almighty.
G. Valco says, now that the clan furniture has been revamped, totally loving the claw game, will there be any chance of a clan PvP rehaul? Yes. Moody says, how do I please my girlfriend with these boxing gloves on? I don't know.
You just need to find a girl that's into being punched in the face by a guy wearing boxing gloves.
It's true.
Wow. Is domestic abuse more or less funny than rape? Don't answer that.
I think the funniest thing is a combination of the two.
Send your complaints to J-I-C-K dot M-R space skullhead. Because my name is actually just one character.
Let's see. Mai says, hello, is there some way to get a notification when you've been whitelisted to a clan? Thanks muchly. I didn't do that specifically because I didn't want to get spammed with them. But I don't know. Waterbau says, why does the furniture buying say clan furniture purchases temporarily disabled pending tonight's update? It has said that for a while now, like days. I removed it. Nico says, why do female disco bandits look like guys in drag?
I would argue that they don't.
I would too. Fred Levi says, for no reason, I want a spell that does below average damage, but with the ability to cast it as many times in a row as you have MP in one combat round. I don't know about that. Pondro says, if you could redefine the word obsolescence, what would you make it mean?
I think that word is really out of date.
G. Valco says, Jean is shorter than Brutus, but taller than Imhotep. Imhotep is taller than Jean, but shorter than Lord Scotland. Lord Scotland is twice the height of Jean and Brutus combined, but only one-tenth the height of Milsey. Milsey is at a constant height of X. Imhotep is invisible, is the answer, says Riff. Alphonse Braun says, is Jick scared of the dead lady in the bath in the movie The Shining? Yes. Damn it.
And you made it clear that that's not a fear that it's safe to make a joke about or play on by, say, dressing someone as a corpse and leaving them in his bathtub.
Yep. That's a good way to get fired if you work for me or get beaten up if you're my friend, because I would hire somebody to beat you up. Oddfellow says, nice Jethro Tull reference with the duck on a string. Who on the team is a Tull fan? Speaking of Jethro Tull, the makeshift scuba gear should have an Aqualung reference. It's the best song about a homeless dying pedophile of the 20th century.
I know Xenophobe's a Jethro Tull fan. I'm kind of a casual Jethro Tull fan. I was friends with somebody who listened to them and sent me, I think, Locomotive Breath, Aqualung, Bungle in the Jungle, and White Duck on the Wall. And he attempted at one point to make me sit down and listen to all 45 minutes of Thick as a Brick, but I just couldn't make it through.
Who did?
Will Meyer.
Oh. You should have beaten his ass. Just always.
He's a scrapper.
Glebe says, what was the funniest knock-knock joke you've ever heard? I think my favorite knock-knock joke is probably the interrupting cow one.
Yeah.
Basadilla says, hey, Jick and Scully, are either of y'all going to get Final Fantasy XII when it comes out next week? No. Jiff, by which I mean Rack. Yeah, the salesman apparently had a real sob story that he laid on Riff to get. What game were you buying? Let's see. Slendon says, there was a guy in Florida last year who went around giving free mammograms. Some women fell for it.
Huh.
And Nico says, tit rot research, you mean?
Wow.
And Naked Jew says, the idiom to stomp a mud hole in someone and then walk it dry means to stomp on someone's chest until you make an indentation filled with blood and get the blood on your shoe and then have to walk around until your shoe dries.
See, I always heard, I will stomp your ass into a mud hole.
Yeah.
So I don't think stomping on someone's chest is the right way to go about doing that. Snarf the Saucy says, might it be possible to have the clan meet tree/bush, etc., accumulate meat for a few days, maybe up to a week, and then stop for people who can't always come in every day?
That would be incredibly complicated to code. Not really. It wouldn't be complicated to code. It would just be very cumbersome to store. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, I plan to carve a pumpkin to look like the Gru design on the Gru t-shirt. I think you mean the Naga. Any chance you would be more like Homestar Runner and post pumpkin stencils?
If somebody made a pumpkin stencil, we might post it.
Yeah, that's true. Pastorama says, do you tend to release custom avatars all at once toward the end of the month or one at a time as they're finished? They actually tend to get finished all at once at the end of the month over the course of a few days, so that's about one. Inferno Hero says, I've heard that some people have saved old radio shows other than U2's Most Awesome Shows. Any idea where to get them? I mean, I think that would vary depending on which show you were looking for, and I don't have any idea. Glizbenute 1 says, it's Camel Spider. It's Scorpion Toe.
Right.
Hepatitis ABC says, hellos, just curious how the once a month, 7 days, open only custom avatar form thing is working out. Any idea what the general turnaround time is now for denial or implementation? Add question marks at the end of that. Damn you, character limitations! Exclamation point. It's working out relatively well. The turnaround is pretty much exactly 30 days, and the denial thing, that we make several passes over the course of a month, just kind of when there's time. Catatonic says, Dear JNS, a big asshole recently developed in my roof, and I can't look at it without laughing. Curse your show.
Is that still in the roof of your bathroom?
Yeah. It's not really a hole, though. There's just a hole that I made to see if there was any water up there, and there wasn't.
Okay. That's weird.
Istanbul says, Roquefort cheese plus anti-cheese equals Rockfort, a new kind of campground bedding. Cheese whiz plus anti-cheese equals whiz, which you throw on your opponent in combat to de-level them. I think, what was it? It was bottle of cheese whiz that turned into a bottle of whiz.
Yeah. Which, no.
Adrian Slipshod says, you can combine limburger cheese and anti-cheese to make a limburger.
Except it would be a limburger. And maybe it would just be something that made you gain more combat initiative because it would be urging your limbs to move faster.
Relsqui says, to paraphrase a friend on stopping smoking, no one likes a quitter.
That's true.
Casper 11589 says, so when are you going to put the rest of the memo for the Spooky Raven quest? Didn't you get the rest of the memo?
Yeah. We sent out a rest of the memo. Precariously placed tentacle said, what would be a better costume idea for Halloween? Speed Racer, that guy from Seagulls, from Flock of Seagulls, or Bender from The Breakfast Club? I think you should go as Bender from Futurama, dressed as Bender from The Breakfast Club, and just go around, hey, it was a banner year in the Bender household. That'd be awesome.
Huh. That actually sounded kind of like Bender a little bit.
They never will again, so.
Yeah. Glebe says, Scully's right, Take Me Out is really repetitive. It is not.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
But then there's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da part, and then there's the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-
an annoying song.
It's a good riff. It's a good song. Shut your hole before I stomp it into a mud ass. Kate says, on the wrong side of the tracks, can there be cockfighting? KOLers could put up adventures as bets. We do have cockfighting. It's south of the border.
Yeah.
Patchwork Sally, you better slow your patchwork down. As, could you put a button at the top of each store that returns you to your search so that after we buy something, we don't have to scroll through 800 miles of store inventory to get back? I went in to do that, and then I didn't for some reason. I think that I will do that. And Nico says that Xenophobe should be on more shows than Riff because he has a bigger penis than Riff.
I'm going to take that on faith.
Dante O2 says, we need the Goth Kid t-shirt in the KOL store. What does the Goth Kid t-shirt say?
You laugh at us because we're all the same. Or you laugh at... Yeah, you laugh at us because we're all the same, but we laugh at you because you're different. It's something that's the inverse of that. Famous, yeah.
Right. Dante O2 says, a band hall area where you can beat up band kids and haunted tubas. This one time at band hall. What's a band hall?
I don't know. It's next to the Anthony Michael Hall, I think.
And the Daryl Hall, which is always filled with oats. Ba-dum-bum. I didn't even do that on purpose. So. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, maybe the Jarlsberg holiday should be El Dia de los Muertos. Speaking of which, in school today, I was learning about the Tiananmen Square massacre and couldn't help but laugh out loud due to my previous suggestion for the Jarlsberg holiday. Let's see. Looking at
Count says, if a bunch of people get together and hash out the backstory of the kingdom, would you be willing to criticize it and possibly add it in the game?
My first criticism is that you misspelled the word criticize.
I might be inclined to criticize it, but never add it in the game, because we really want to do that ourselves, even though it's going to take a long time to get around to doing it and then to do it once we've gotten around to it.
Dante Fittifo says, you should be able to zap WWJD, WWBD, WWSPD bracelets into each other. But more importantly, the What Would the Naughty Sorceress Do bracelet should zap into a zap-only item, What Would Brian Boitano Do bracelet. That's a South Park reference if you guys aren't savvy with that hip lingo. Oh, I'm hip to your Jingo Django. What does Jingo Django mean?
What?
What does Jingo Django mean? I'm going to ask Urban Dictionary.
It has something to do with Mr. Tambourine Man, I think.
A Django is the term for a conformist. A Jingo is one who has extreme passion for one's country. Django Fett, a fatter, less cool version of the Star Wars character Boba Fett. Wow. Jingo Django. End of the Wumpa says, man, I see what you mean by Super Mega being hit and miss. Really random shit. Yeah. let's see. One Cent Tomato says, you can allow people to view their notes slash inventory during a choice adventure, but not actually let them use any of it slash change their inventory. That would be difficult. Geek Rock Girl 85 says, just a thought. I think it'd be fun if getting banned from chat gave you a combat effect like a dunce cap that you can't remove for the duration of the ban. No, because then people would want to get banned on purpose just to get that cool custom effect.
Right.
Ipecac the Nauseated says, for the Teleportitis fix, couldn't you just have the area selector reroll for another zone and on failure until an area that you can adventure in comes up? Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it would work using the existing code, though. Mellowcork says, Google Super Demo World 2. Super Demon World 2. It's a complete hack of Super Mario World that has 120 new levels. Huh. I wonder if somebody actually figured out how to hack that ROM in a way that, allowed them to, like, design new levels. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, although I wouldn't say that Mario World needs more new levels.
But it'd be neat to play a game that was like Super Mario World, only different.
Yeah.
Ultima Wraith says, you should make an accessory that de-levels when you hit. Well, I mean, an accessory would kind of have to de-level when the monster hit. But hey, maybe we will. Maybe we already have.
We should make an accessory that de-levels you when the monster hits you.
Ooh.
Permanently.
You just lose one level. It's a pair of glasses that makes everything look like a wraith.
Yeah.
And Naked Jew says, two men held up a bank. It was heavy. Fred Levi says, you should get a pixel question mark block, either from Clover or Ultra Rare, that has all sorts of fun items, like a pixel mushroom to double muscle and half moxie. Why do you imply that Super Mario is half as moxious as Mario? Is he less maneuverable?
Yeah. Maybe his growing makes his pants really short. Like kind of high water pants, and then he's less cool. I don't know.
Maybe his groin makes his pants really short.
Growing.
Spaz Attack says, hey, Jake and Scully, I just checked your web ranking, and you're the 10,469th most viewed website on the internet. Just go to www.alexa.com, click traffic rank at the top, and put KOL in. Alexa is not really accurate at all. It is based on people's habits who use the Alexa toolbar, and the kind of people who would install a toolbar specifically to have their web habits tracked and indexed, I think, are not really representative. I'm not saying that we are actually more or less popular than that. I'm just saying that you kind of can't trust Alexa. Some of that old Jingo Django. Let's see.
Eric the Real Bad requests Inflammatory Writ. I like that song, but I'll leave that for Jake to play on his Thursday show. Because we're going out on Informer.
It is Demo World, says Mellicorks. Fred Levi says, the Super Mega Guy is a 4chaner. They love that, too. Here's a list of memes created by 4chan. Cassandra 2 says, Henry Ford was an anti-Semite. The Dodge Company came out with their car, which had the Star of David on the radiator cap. What? Where did that come from?
That sounds pretty urban legend-y. Well, when I was talking about my autobiography.
Oh. Weird. Yeah, I don't even want to read this thing about 4chan.
Somebody linked me this earlier, and I don't understand a lot of it.
Yeah. Pokey says, London Bridge is a misnomer, meaning Tower Bridge, which is also spit roast. Ew.
Spit roast.
I don't want to eat a spit roast. Anika Ju says, hey, sorry if I pointed this out before, but Urban Dictionary has a definition on me now. Also, hey, Jake, I just saw Little Miss Sunshine. That movie was really damn good. W00T. Yes, it was really good.
I would like to see that, yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it worth seeing?
Yes, it is very, very good.
I recommend that people go see The Prestige, because that was prestigiously good.
Gleeb says the zinc thing was from The Simpsons.
Lilith verified that it was in the Kentucky Fried movie.
Okay, yeah, the zinc. Maybe there was a similar zinc thing in The Simpsons. The one I remember was kind of... It part of it involved a woman's clothes falling off, and I know for a fact that it was an actual movie. So, Kentucky Fried movie, more. I think my favorite scene from Kentucky Fried movie was the Catholic school girls in trouble scene, where there's just two naked girls sitting on a couch introducing themselves to one another.
Yeah.
That's... But Suri says, how many prepositions does the sword behind inappropriate prepositions pay attention to in the chat effect? However many it is, couldn't it be more? Is abaft in there? What does abaft mean?
I don't know.
Glizbenute1 says, why is it that there is no clan... why is it that there is no clan whitelist activity in the clan logs? I think probably because I put in the whitelist functionality after I... put in the current clan logging, and so I just didn't actually log it. I can, though. Madame Defarge says, yes, it was the Kentucky Fried movie with the zinc sketch. I love that movie. I really need to get that on DVD. Bitsy says, Jick, we heart the bricks. We appreciate the toilet paper. Really, you have no idea. Do you think we could put eggs for vandalism in the game, too? Or to make oyster eggs tossable? Probably not with toyster eggs being awesome.
And toyster eggs, yeah.
Ponjo says, was Rocket Slime really worth buying, Jick? I was thinking about getting it, but I thought it looked like a kid's game. No, it's a fucking fantastic game. Bobby No Pants says, if Disco Bandits can throw two combat items at an enemy and Seal Clubbers can attack with two weapons, will Pastamancers be able to cast two combat spells at enemies? Sure, you can cast one and then cast another in the next round.
Hell yes.
Epic Fail Guy says, why is it that you can continue using ailment ointment after you have full health? Oh, just cause.
Wow, the more of this 4chan thing that I read, the less and less and less I want to go look at 4chan ever. Ever. Because most of their memes are, this was a picture from an anime that somebody put a funny slogan on and then everyone used it until the mods got sick of it.
Cassandra 2 says, quick rant, McDonald's advertising. Specifically, yeah, we take them. Selection of credit cards. You want cash with that? New lame promotion. Does Mr. Skullhead disapprove?
Sure.
You know, one thing that I found out about McDonald's a couple years ago that I actually liked was that you can buy bags of ice at the drive-thru.
In some of them, yeah.
That was, it came in handy at one point. Let's see. Looking back at Hogulus says, regarding the round limit thing, even if you had a starfish, the starfish would eventually kill your enemy. It does damage as it heals your MP. Okay, let's say you had a familiar that gave you MP without... Bad A Mother 4000 says, why is familiar level measured in pounds? For example, a 20-pound mosquito is huge, and a 20-pound goat would be pretty small. How about just using level or some other term that fits better? Because pounds is funnier. The idea of a 20-pound mosquito and a 20-pound goat battling it out in a cage, those are funny images. Klimtog says, you should be able to combine two coconut shells to make a horse familiar that makes your enemy stop attacking to ask you where you got those coconuts. Humstar 3000 says, is there a possibility of zapping an 8-ball to get a magic 8-ball, which when used gives random responses? Nope. The response is always 8.
Yes.
Great White Nerd says, are there flying donkeys? Why not? Because donkeys don't have wings.
I also just found out that Great White Nerd is a moth.
Huh.
Sorry if that was a secret moth. Because it's not a secret to everyone.
Bampersand says, gentlemen, why isn't there a donkey puncher south of the border?
I think there was a donkey show in the original thing that I wrote for the south of the border that involved a juggling donkey. But
and gave you an erection effect?
Well, no. That was voted down as being unseemly, but there is a donkey show in the Clover Adventure there, if that ever went in.
Fifor says, so did I miss the Jew/jam question from last week, or is it just not funny enough for your standards, or are you just anti-Semitic? Huh? Huh? Why can't it be both? Maledictus 13 says, this has been bugging me for a long time. Is there a trophy for creating a misshapen animal skeleton in Hardcore? Well, it can't have been bugging you for that long.
Yeah.
Divide by Zero says, can you add a button on the PvP results page that allows you to message the person you just attacked, or a button that allows you to return an item you may have looted from them? Right now, you can't even click on the name of the person and get to their profile, so you have to copy-paste their name and then go message them. It's awkward. Yeah, I can probably make those a player link.
Yeah.
Soul's Proximity says, will you ever make a Kingdom Hearts reference? If so, I suggest a familiar... may I suggest a familiar called Nobody, which would hatch from a Somebody. No.
Yeah.
Precariously Placed Tentacle says, just finished The Grapes of Wrath, and boy was I pleased to see that book ended with, spoiler, tits. Sweet.
You must have gotten the copy that I left in the library at Prescott High School. I took out the last page and just put a picture from a Playboy magazine in there.
Wow, really?
No.
I could never finish it. O'Grady says, Dead Rising is hard. Yes, it is. Speaking of hard and rising, how's your mom? Oh!
Inferno Hero says, does Scully even know how Take Me Out goes? I know how 30 seconds of it goes, so I know how most of the song goes.
Fred Levi says, thanks for having your Monday show at the most perfect time ever. Every 10-minute break, I go to Meal Hall and eat a slice of pizza and a cinnamon sugared bagel.
Every OMG sugared. that is something that we need to ponder, whether Daylight Savings Time, when it kicks in next week, will make it so that we have to have the show an hour later from our perspective to keep it the same time as the people who fuck with their clocks.
I am okay with that, actually. I would sort of rather it be as late as possible.
Okay.
Though the Thursday show may need to change because of the whole rollover thing, which is, I think, what we did last time. It would be 7 and 9 here, so we'd end up with this show in the middle of rollover, too. Shit. I mean, I guess we could change all of our shows and change rollover.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I mean, rollover is going to change for everybody else otherwise, right? So.
Right.
We decided not to change it last time, because we decided everybody else was a retard, according to Xenophobe.
Well, it's another year, and it's another chance to ponder that decision. I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, another half a year. The entire cast of Rent said, you guys picked the wrong day to mess with me. I just quit smoking bitches like you cold turkey, and I'm all out of turkey.
That didn't make any sense in a very glorious way.
Fifor says, the question was based on the fact that the joke is now a year old, as the account now has VAT access, and still no in-game jam. How can I show my love for the Semites without a delicious fruit-based toast spread? Fred Levi says, did you hear Comedy Central ordered 13 new episodes of Futurama? Vawoot. Yeah. Yeah, I did. That was good. It's not coming out until like 2008, though.
I have kind of turned around on Futurama. The more that I watched it, the more I thought it was funny.
Oh, good.
I still think Family Guy's funnier.
Dyslexal Sid says, have you guys ever seen House? Now, my mom keeps telling me I should watch it.
The show or the 80s movie? Because the 80s movie was pretty damn good.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed that. Fred Levi says, I'm implying that getting bigger, or that being bigger makes you easier to hit. La 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 Lori says, 4chan is lame as hell. I don't care what anyone says. The Gun Run says, do you have any advice on learning how to play the guitar? I don't know.
First, get an electric guitar and take some time and learn how to play.
Get your first real six string at the five and dime, and then play it till your fingers bleed, is my advice. I don't actually know how to play the guitar.
You know, the thing is, people who claim to have no skill with the guitar can all play it better than I do. Which is true of you.
I really can't play the guitar better than you, Mr.
You
Stone.
Can. You can do all that blues riff.
Yes, I can do all one of that blues riff thing over and over again. Although I guess I could probably be the guitarist for Franz Ferdinand.
Thank you.
The Gun Run says, where do you get most of your porn from? Usenet. Jack Vermicelli says, I agree with the Prestige. I agree with Scully about the Prestige. It was pretty great, Serling-esque. Like Rod Serling?
It was a little Twilight Zone-y, sure.
I always wanted to start a company as a Rod Serler. Adrian Slipshod says, are you going to see the movie about Marie Antoinette, movie set to 80s music?
The movie that's about a Marie Antoinette movie set to 80s music?
It's like, and then somebody's going to write a book about a guy writing an adaptation of the movie about a Marie Antoinette movie set to 80s music. Wasamatayu says, the stages of a magic routine detailed in The Prestige are completely wrong.
I don't care. Dude, nobody cares about that except magicians. Anyway.
Nigel says, it would be nice if the sword behind inappropriate prepositions swapped around related prepositions like on, over, and above, or in, within, and inside, so the player's chat would be garbled rather than just completely incomprehensible.
I've noticed that with Riff.
The complete incomprehensibility is better. Hurt Reynolds says, hey, Jick and Scully, thanks for mentioning in last week's show that you only check Radio Bugbear's PMs and not K-mail. Now I know why my questions aren't answered.
Hurt Reynolds is an awesome name.
It is. He should have a multi called Turd Ferguson, though.
Yeah. Naked Jew asks if he has the in an unceremonious way text been appended for Clover Adventures yet. Nope.
Let's see. The Gun Run says, do a barrel roll. Okay.
Yeah, I just did. It was a barrel of fun, too.
You rolled out the barrel so that we could have a barrel of fun?
Mm-hmm.
Fred Levi says, did you ever read Pixel? That stuff is genius. And links to Pixel comic. I don't think that I've ever seen it. Adrian Slipshot says, have you played Contact yet? If so, what do you think of the battle system? No, I have not played it.
And I've never heard of it, actually.
Let's see. Neither have I. Maledictus 13 says, yes, it's been bugging me for a very long time because you've never answered the question. Yeah, but it couldn't have been that long. The Gun Run says, you still haven't seen House? Go watch it, motherfucker, or at least torrent it. Torrent? What? I saw this comic the other day called Bit Torment, and that made me angry. Precariously Placed Tentacles says, have you ever played Phantom Dust? The game was only $20, and it was one of the best Xbox RPGs around. No, never played.
Nope.
Hurt Reynolds says, well, one reason anyway. Now my question. My doctor says I have a serious brine deficiency. When will we see the Spectral Pickle Factory return so I can correct this?
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
Well, it's been a long time since that, so...
Yeah.
The Gun Run says, what instruments do you guys know how to play? I know how to play the scalpel and the stocks.
I play the oscilloscope.
The fartsichord? Farpsichord. Riff plays the farpsichord and the stylophone. I kind of play the guitar, I kind of play the piano, I kind of play the accordion, I guess. I play the clarinet and tenor sax. But neither of those have I had in my mouth for probably 15 years, so. I can't imagine that I could actually make a sound out of a clarinet or a tenor saxophone anymore.
I was surprised, I was surprised to have a dream about trying to play the trumpet the other day. And just thinking about the fact that I probably couldn't even make the thing buzz now. It was kind of weird. Just my chops have completely vanished.
Your chops.
Uh-huh.
Dyslexal Sid says, wouldn't the best advice for someone learning how to play a guitar be get an amp that goes up to 11?
That would be the best advice for someone learning how to play a guitar really loudly. Soul's Proximity says, hey, Jake, are you excited that the new Zelda game comes out next month? I'm more excited about the fact that it's coming out on a new console, which is coming out next month.
I don't know if I'm excited or not. I mean, I guess I'm excited about the new Zelda game. Fucking Wind Waker was incredibly disappointing. Ocarina of Time, one of the best video games ever, if not the best video game ever. Majora's Mask, I couldn't stand. Wind Waker, I don't know. I was happy when Miyamoto apologized for Wind Waker. That made me happy. Oh, by the way, yeah, this was totally not done. Great White Nerd says, on and on and on, support group for people who talk too much. I was initially thinking that was like, oh, na-na-na-na.
That's what like I thought, too.
Support group for people who masturbate too much, but... G. Valco says, Riff has seen Look Around You. Why haven't you? The entire series is on YouTube. What's Look Around You? Mini Gates says, is Jick or Scully a better dancer?
That question assumes that there are gradations in the quality of bad dancing subtle enough to say which of us is better.
Herd Ferguson says, damn it, Turd Ferguson was already taken, so this was the best I could do. The Gun Run says, how many girlfriends did you guys have in high school? Zero.
Yeah, maybe three major.
Three major. Two minor.
I think they were all minors.
Oh. The Gun Run says, have you guys read The Crucible? I read it in high school.
I saw the movie.
Precariously Placed Tentacle says, the Marie Antoinette movie is going to suck. Not only that, but the next thing you know, they'll make a movie about Catherine the Great. That movie wouldn't suck, it would blow.
Which is funny, because Catherine the Great is rumored to have died by having vaginal sex with a horse.
How is that the blow?
Exactly.
I was going to say, I don't think she...
That's a legend, too. She didn't
sucked
actually.
A horse's cock.
Yeah. She didn't die from anything having to do with sexual intercourse with a horse. She choked on a sandwich.
Like a ham sandwich, like Mama Cass?
Like Mama Cass didn't, yeah. Because Mama Cass actually died by trying to have sex with a horse.
Wow, that's crazy. Was it a horse, or was it just two coconuts?
Maledictus the 13th says, you're never going to answer my damn question, are you? I have no answer to that.
A Naked Jew says, I have a t-shirt that says, Onan died for our sins.
Oh, wow.
The entire cast of Rent says, hey, Jick, we think your Katamari is too small, much too small. I hate Katamari Damacy.
That's because you suck at it.
Yeah, well...
According to you, it's a game that is impossible to play. According to everybody else, it's a game that you suck at.
I didn't say it was impossible to play. I said that the difficulty ramps up way too quickly. Or way too... The difficulty curve is way too jagged. And the game is fucking boring anyway.
See, the boring I can't speak to, but just having... You know, I suck at video games, and I'm pretty good at Katamari.
That's because Katamari isn't a real video game. Naked Jew says, are you sure it was a horse? Are you sure it wasn't nothing? I can't not think of that every time I play that character on Nexus War now, because it's like, you find a book, you find nothing. You find a book, you find nothing. Mini Gates says, if you had a purple pen, what would you have for breakfast? Purple babies?
I think I would have Frosted Flakes colored purple with my purple pen.
I haven't had Frosted Flakes in years.
I tried to eat Golden Grahams the other day, and it was just like eating little squares of sharp.
Little squares of sharp?
Yes.
Huh.
Which, but then by the time I got to the bottom of the bowl, it was like eating vaguely square-shaped, spongy, unraveling things.
What are Golden Grahams? They're like graham cracker cereal? I don't think I've ever had Golden Grahams.
Oh, they're, I don't know, it's kind of, they're kind of like the same base as Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but flavored slightly differently.
Huh. I don't think I ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
A less recognizable flavor, I guess.
I like Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles and... I never liked Corn Pops. I never liked Lucky Charms. I never liked any cereal with marshmallows in it either.
Corn Pops are nasty. They get slimy in milk. Just they stay crunchy, but the outside of them is just this kind of slick slime stuff.
Fred Levi says, why don't you just get someone who's beaten Katamari Damacy to let you play an endless level? Yeah, I can't imagine what would... I can't imagine anything helping the boredom and tedium more than it not having an end. Oh, boy. The Gun Run says, what is your favorite non-alcoholic drink? I don't know. Mountain Dew.
C2. I started off not liking the taste of C2, and now I've come to crave it. And nothing else will do.
The Gun Run says, if Google wanted to buy KOL for $1.6 billion, would you let them? I don't know. Probably
I'm sorry,
not.
Man, but yes.
Dude.
Dude, I would kill you and let them buy it for $1.6 billion.
Yeah, I know you.
Let them buy it and then just tell everybody to just sort of go off to our other game.
Our new game.
Which would be Clothedom of Lingding.
Yoni of Lingam. Fred Levi says, Twilight Princess is going to own. Link turns into a wolf in the Twilight Realm. That's much cooler than turning into a pink bunny in the Dark World. No, it's not. There is nothing cooler than turning into a pink bunny in the Dark World. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, do you guys watch The Venture Brothers? That show is so great. Can't wait for season 3. I've never watched The Venture Brothers. My wife keeps telling me that I should, that it's good. I guess I would probably sell it for $1.6 billion. I don't think they would ever buy it for that. The entire cast of Rent says, Katamari Damacy would have been much better if it was based in the world of Dead Rising.
Just rolling up zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, Dead Rising is the only reason I bought an X... Well, that and the Xbox Live Arcade, which I've actually spent way more time playing games on Xbox Live Arcade than I have playing Dead Rising.
What all is... What kind of games are in there?
Just a bunch of... They're kind of like just random Flash games that you would find, only the quality control's a little better. And you can, there's also, like, old arcade games that you can buy, which I've never actually bought any of. It would be kind of neat to... it would be neat to play Smash TV with two joysticks.
Yeah.
You know? Precariously Placed Tentacle asked if I've seen the FLCL yet. It's only 6 episodes and has some of the best music, animation, voice acting, and story of any anime. Even a non-anime anime fan like you would like it. I'll try.
What is the show? FLCL?
So FLCL is the same thing as Fooly Cooly? How did they ever play that on television if there were only 6 episodes? The Gun Run says, did any of you take trigonometry in high school? I did.
I know.
Although it was AGT, analytical geometry and trigonometry. There was the class between... Let's see, what did I take? I took... I guess I took that my junior year. I don't know. Took Algebra 1, Algebra 2, All right. Took Algebra 1, then Geometry, then Algebra 2, and then AG&T. Or maybe AG&T and Algebra 2 were mixed up. I don't know. Adrian Slipshod says, if you think Katamari is boring as it is, don't try the level in the second one where you have to collect a million roses.
There no, is
believe me,
a level
I,
like that?
I won't.
I don't know, I think that that game just plays directly into what I want from video games, which is just to turn my brain off completely and just engage in some action that has a reward at the end. Because the controls aren't complicated, it's impossible to get lost. You just kind of roll around picking stuff up, and you know, it's also kind of a revenge fantasy kind of thing, because the mice, they kick the shit out of you at the beginning, and then you roll them up, and
see, I find it
backwards, and then you roll them up later.
I find it incredibly difficult to control the ball, and I'm constantly getting lost in the levels.
But it doesn't matter at all if you get lost in the levels.
Sure it does, because you get lost, and you don't realize that there's some other room off here that has the shit that you can actually pick up to allow you to finish the level.
Yeah, maybe you do.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying. It's
so you suck at this game. It is not that it's a bad game. It's
yes, it is.
You suck at it.
If I suck at it that much, it has to be a bad game.
Oh, I see.
The Gunrun says, do you guys have fire drills in the office? No, all of our drills are ice drills.
Yeah. Also, all of our pirates are ice pirates.
La 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 Lori says, yeah, FLCL is pretty awesome. The one anime series Michael actually convinced me to watch that I didn't hate. You know Michael Landon? And he's still alive?
This changes everything.
Yeah, because he was responsible for September 11th?
Yep.
Fred Levi says, the same way they would play something on TV if it had 26 episodes, just in less time. Oh, okay. Though Adult Swim showed all six in a row once. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't seem like they would give it an actual slot if it was just going to be in reruns after every six. Yeah. Right. The Gunrun says, what was the last thing you guys gave to your wife? Second black eye.
Wait, we share a wife now?
Are her eyes already black?
Oh. let's see.
I bought my wife a headband today.
Really? So that you can...
Several headbands, actually.
So that you can do some sort of 80s workout fantasy. The Gunrun says, did you guys participate in any senior pranks during high school? No.
I think I did my senior year, our only senior prank.
Our senior prank was less a prank and more just straight up property damage, so no, I didn't participate in it. Just some guy came through and filled all the locks with glue and that kind of shit. Which wasn't very funny. And at least, like, my sister's graduating year, they painted something up on the dome, which was kind of groovy. And they never turned the dome into a giant nipple, though, which just really needed to be done.
Didn't somebody put, like, a VW bug on top of the dome once?
Yeah.
I. I didn't ever participate in any pranks. Although this one time we were going to break into the high school. This kind of sucked. We were going to break into the high school, right? So me and a couple other guys, like, we go and we park, across the way, walk over to the high school. We're on the roof of the high school when the parking lot of the high school suddenly just fills up with police cars. And we're like, what the fuck? So we jump down the back, climb over this fence into this graveyard, land in the middle of this huge other group of people who was also breaking into the high school and got the police called on them. So, but luckily we managed to, like, escape, even though the neighborhood was suddenly just swarming with police. Like, there were so many people just all going different directions that, like, we just sort of walked back to our car and went home. It was nuts. Yeah. Nigel says, doesn't Jick suck at KOL, too? Yes. Yes, he does.
And does that mean KOL sucks?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I had trapped you there.
La 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 Lori says, Michael Landon was creepy before he died. If I saw him now, I would probably implode.
Yeah, I'd like to think that he's just still on the highway to heaven.
Bahu says, how can you appreciate the sheer beautiful wonderfulness of Rocket Slime, but hold nothing but disdain for the wonderful beautifulosity of Katamari? The Gunrun says, do you know anyone who has killed somebody? I don't know anyone who's killed somebody. I met some people who killed some people in the army.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. No. Hank J. Wimbledon says, "Hey guys, is Abe Vigoda still alive?" I don't know. I bet the internet knows. Are we ready to stop?
Yeah, I think we are. Are we ready to collaborate and listen?
I'm ready to do both of those things.
All right. Well, then, to non sequitur into... Well, I guess on the subject of crappy white boys rapping in the early 90s, we'll go out on Snow's Informer, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. And Jerk, we'll see you later, too.
Yeah, bye-bye-bye. Bye.
What's up, man? Hey, yo, what's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up on the block, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word,
bust it. In Palmer, you know, say that I'm a stormy of a man. I like you, bum bum, man. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, start somewhere out of land. I like you, bum bum, man. In Palmer, you know, say that I'm a stormy of a man. I like you, bum bum, man. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, start somewhere out of land. I like you, bum bum, man. He said, I'm a little woman, I did blow down my doors. Bring me a car through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point, summer is my destination. Where the destination region out of East Detention. Where the look down the front, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum down, so because I'm out of think you have more power. They wanna call me, say they wanna want me. For once I use the ones and now me call me lover. Lover will be calling on the one family. And me lover in my heart down to my belly. Kissing on the stomach, I'll be cool again. And it's the one MC Shine and the one that is so. Together we all have a Mr. Tornado. In Palmer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I have a plan. I like you bum bum down. Take them on the stick, say that I'm a stomach, start somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum down. In Palmer, you know, say that I'm a stomach, I have a plan. I like you bum bum down. Take them on the stick, say that I'm a stomach, start somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum down. So, listen for me, a better listen for me, now. Listen for me, a better listen for me, now. Bring me the rubber, the microphone, but the rock on stage. Yes, you're gonna miss me, yeah, the art of a time. But I'm not getting an art of time, so it's the way I come from. People them say I come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in a bigger town, everyone should be know. People are people, man, it's all a man know. Yeah, my shoes are them, they're up, and I'm his OG, so show. For me, I'm all another one to run, so show it for. You know, they're gonna miss me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the face, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, they're gonna miss me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the face, they're gonna miss me, start somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady, intelligent, yes, she juggling Ari. Give away me, go, me never left for a tolling. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. From it in a dance and lena in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll be a boom shaker. Tell me never lay a down, but in that one chan board bouncer. You say that I'm a stormy, I'll go region at a top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take your mind, I say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take your mind, I say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Why,
why, why, why? Been sitting around cool with my divvy divvy girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone rings. Take me to the station, black up my hand. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm back in a trap. Slap me in the face, took all of my gap. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Sam won't turn informer.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take them on the stick, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Take them on the stick, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I like you boom boom damn.